The repatriation of Afghan refugees continues as the deadline set by the government has passed, with 944 foreign families, comprising 6,700 individuals, deported from Pakistan since April 1. Immigration sources reported that these individuals were transported to the Landi Kotal transit camp, where they underwent necessary processing before being deported through the Turkum border. Among those deported, 2,874 men, 1,755 women, and 2,071 children have returned to Afghanistan. The repatriation, which began on 17 September 2023, has seen a total of 70,494 Afghan families, representing 469,159 individuals, returned to their homeland. In addition to the deportations, a police crackdown in Rawalpindi continues, targeting Afghan nationals residing illegally in the country. Since the beginning of April, 353 Afghan nationals have been detained for lacking valid residence documentation. The authorities have been focusing on those without proof of residence, poor cards, and those with expired Afghan citizen cards. This ongoing operation has intensified the security measures at the Golramore Holding Center, where detained Afghan nationals are being processed for deportation. The authorities have stated that the crackdown will continue, with further operations planned in the coming days. Earlier, law enforcement agencies had intensified operations across several cities to facilitate the repatriation of Afghan citizen card (ACC) holders, particularly after the voluntary return period ended. Many Afghan-run shops and offices in commercial areas, especially in Peshawar, had remained closed, as businesses owned by Afghan nationals shut down following Eid. Authorities had also conducted a national re-verification campaign, with dozens of Afghan individuals having their Pakistani identity cards cancelled. A major crackdown was expected after April 11, with arrests likely to begin soon. In Rawalpindi, over 50 Afghan nationals holding ACCs were detained, transferred to temporary camps, and were set to be repatriated. In Karachi, similar operations had taken place, with 162 ACC holders already detained and taken to a holding facility. The operation targeted an estimated 16,138 individuals nationwide, with authorities confirming that some individuals with proof of registration, POR, cards had been released. The crackdown was ongoing, with law enforcement agencies conducting daily operations to ensure compliance with the government's deportation policy.